This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I moved this past April, and before I moved, I lived in a little town called Easley, South Carolina. Easley. Not easily, but Easley. Easley is on the way to Clemson from Greenville. Clemson is the national champion of college football, reigning current college football national champion. Clemson is a place where a lot of people I know have gone to school. A lot of people I went to high school with have gone to school there. A lot of Clemson graduates around here. Clemson has gone politically correct crazy. And now we get this. And, you know, okay, fine. If you guys want to label me, that's fine. I'll wear it. But when you try to fit me, you know, when you try to, you know, you're not going to like it. But I'll be happy to wear it. A university professor has declared, from Clemson, has declared all Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump to be nothing less than racist scum in what is being characterized as a bile-filled series of public posts on Facebook. He's also calling for political violence against white supremacy. This pilgrim's name, and I wish I could spell it correctly. I can't spell it for you because I'm not going to, but it looks like it's Bart Nijnenberg, an assistant professor in human-centered computing for Clemson University. He expressed his hatred towards Republicans and doubled down with others in his Facebook timeline, asked him to clarify statements, which have now since been hidden. But in a report published Wednesday, Campus Reform captured screenshots of his tirade before he made his Facebook account private. Now listen, professor, if you're going to get out there and talk the talk, are you going to at least walk the walk? Why would you hide all this? I mean, okay, so you believe I'm racist scum, and you want to have a little political violence against me. Well, don't back away from that. That's already out there. I know how you feel. I don't know if you want to know how I feel, but I know how you feel. He wrote, all Republicans, yes, your complacency made this happen. Pick a side, denounce your affiliation, or admit you're a racist. I haven't seen any of them renounce their political affiliation yet. He said to in response to a former student who suggested he was making an unfair generalization toward conservatives. In fact, all of them fell in line with Trump once he became president. They selectively criticize him when he's politically convenient to do so, but they don't take any actual sustained actions. He told anyone who doubts his claims that all Republicans are racist to come and live in the South for a while. And he added his belief that the GOP's meritocratic views are inherently racist. Professor, listen, if you want to do a little political violence, that's fine. Lead the way. Is there racism in America today? Sure. Is it prevalent? That's a good question. Well, I don't practice it. Am I not responsible for myself? And yet, I voted for Trump. And yet, I'm not a member of the KKK. I'm not a member of the Nazi Party. I'm not a member of the alt-right. He wasn't done yet, though. He said, the Republican ideology of everyone is equal and nobody deserves a handout is naive at best, covertly racist at worst. I truly believe that anyone turning a blind eye makes you complicit in what is happening now. Well, you know, I don't know that I would say that we're turning a blind eye to it. This is not something out in the ether, as bad as you may think it is. And it's certainly not as bad as you make it out to be in Clemson, Prof, because I live in this area. Okay? I don't know how everybody lives. I don't know how everybody thinks. I know how I and my family live and how we conduct ourselves. And I know how the people that I know, that they know, conduct themselves. And believe it or not, some of these people may not be Caucasian. He also called on his readers to topple statues of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Nijenberg advocated for violent political action against his ideological enemies in a separate post, writing, "I admire anyone who stands up against white supremacy. Violent or nonviolent, this needs to stop by any means necessary. Hashtag punch Nazis." Well, Professor, come on, brother. Teach me. I'm just about in the same zip code as you, friend. In a separate post, Nijenberg stated, "It's not time to reunite, start a dialogue, or find peace. It is time to eradicate racism by any means necessary." He sounds like he's trying to be Yvette Falarca Southeast. Now, how is it that Yvette Falarca, who's in Berkeley, who's another one by any means necessary, that's BAM is the name of her little organization, how is it that that's that way in Berkeley? Why do we even need to have BAM in Berkeley? You guys want to keep pushing this identity politics. This is not going to work out very good for you. The only thing, and you don't get it, do you? I mean, okay, so you want to get out and you want to kill me. You want to have a little political violence against me and people like me who voted for Trump. The other, 62,999,999. Okay, I get that. I understand that. The only problem is, once you've done that, then what? Okay? Are you advocating that we die? Because you're not advocating, punching a Nazi does exactly what? And how do you know whoever you punch is a Nazi? And what is your guarantee that if you punch a Nazi, that that Nazi is not going to clean your clock? How is it going to help your cause if somebody like me mops the floor with you? Are you going to be laying there all broken, bleeding, going, "That'll show you"? You don't understand violence. You're a teacher of what? What is it that you teach again? Human-centered computing. Maybe you're good at that. And maybe that's what you should be concentrating on, is teaching students. Students should be concentrating on learning. Because Clemson is not a cheap school to go to. Maybe if you concentrated on teaching and the students concentrated on learning, and, when you're not at school, if you want to be the adult and get out there and go punch a Nazi, that's fine. I don't know how many friends or followers you may have on Facebook. One thing I like about everybody that friends me on Facebook is not all of them agree with me. And they're not shy about not agreeing with me. Sometimes that irritates me, sometimes it doesn't. But what it does tell me is that I don't have fans, which I've never wanted fans. I want listeners. I want people that I could talk to. They listen to me right now because we can't have a conversation in this forum. But we could in another place. But all of us, we're all KKK, we're all this, we're all that. Hey, you know what? When we get back, I'm going to point out to this professor and any one of them that out there that thinks that I am a racist and you're a racist and everything else, I'm going to point out the origins of gun control. I'm going to point out the originators of gun control. And when I'm done, Antifa, whatever you want to call yourself, by any means necessary, guess what? It's going to look an awful lot like your image. Because you're doing nothing projecting. We're not the racists. You're the racists. You're the racists. You're the Nazis, because you're the socialists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
TWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Everyday people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Right now, they are, they come out, even though there was guns there, but there were no guns used in Charlottesville. But this is the new rallying cry, Charlottesville. And now they have come back out. They're now clamoring for more gun control laws to try to slow violent crime in the country. And while the many are clamoring for this, there's a few that have looked back into the past. David Koppel and Joseph Greenlee. They argue that the origins of gun control laws were fueled by racism and protected white supremacists from the people they oppressed. After the Confederacy surrendered in 1865, Frederick Douglass called for the federal action that would prohibit all state and local governments from infringing on the right to bear arms. Now, unfortunately, as found in the special report of the Paris Anti-Slavery Conference of 1867, many freedmen in some southern states were not allowed to own firearms and were left defenseless to the white supremacist violent threats. Congress did make some progress with the Freedmen's Bureau Bill of 1865, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the Civil Rights Act of 1870, and then finally the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868 and said the Second Amendment should be applicable to all states. Gun control laws were supposedly racially neutral due to the 14th Amendment, but some southern states like Tennessee and Arkansas found ways around this by enacting laws that banned lower-priced firearms freedmen could afford while allowing higher-priced Army and Navy handguns that ex-Confederate officers already possessed. Then there's the other inherently racist gun control laws spread throughout the South as lynchings increased during the 1880s. Leaders like John R. Mitchell Jr. and Ida B. Wells started urging black people to purchase Winchester rifles to protect themselves with their families. Wells wrote in her Southern Horrors pamphlet about an armed group that had fended off a lynch mob. "The lesson this teaches," Wells wrote, "is that a Winchester rifle should have a place of honor in every black home, and it should be used for that protection which the law refuses to give." From the race riots of the early 20th century to the tumultuous civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s, there's a lot of atrocities that Corwin and Greenlee found that they argue would have been worse if some black people would not have been armed to fend off racist attackers. I want black America armed. I want black America to sit back and say, okay, I'm my own first responder. It doesn't hurt me for them to think that. It doesn't hurt you. It does make everybody safer. There's a lot of people that are out there that would say, well, you know, cause and effect and all this other stuff. Concealed carry, whether anybody really wants to admit that or not, has actually had a part in this decades-long reduction in crime that we've been enjoying. The upswing in crime that we're beginning to see is after 8 years of Obama. It's not because of gun ownership. If it were gun ownership that it caused this, there would be, you know, we would make Judge Dredd look like a Saturday morning show. Although I don't think do they even have cartoons on Saturday mornings anymore? Does anybody actually do that? Have we gotten so politically correct? We've gotten away from that too. I know Bugs Bunny is politically incorrect. He's too violent, Bugs. You know, he's throwing those anvils. No, that's the Roadrunner. I'm sorry. Sure, the Roadrunner's banned as well. The problem is not an armed black America. The problem is not a racist white supremacist. The problem is that the racist white supremacists are in the minority and they're calling us the racist white supremacists. And they want the gun control. They want the gun control primarily because they have figured out that there are some of us that we're of the same ilk as black America. We just want to be free. We just want to live our own lives. We just want to make our own decisions. We don't want you telling us what we got to buy. We don't want you taking our money. There's a lot of things we don't want you to do, and you are hell-bent that you're going to do it. But you also know you're smart enough to understand that you got to first disarm us. The other part is you're smart enough to understand you can't do it the way you want to do it. I mean, Dianne Feinstein has, in the 90s when she said, if I'd had 51 votes, huh? Remember that, Republicans. If I'd had 51 votes, I would have said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. That's what she wanted. She had a president that would have signed it. And right, you know, we could actually be doing some really good work that would benefit all of America. Not just, you know, this color or that color. All of America is in the same boat. Not thinking that we're in the same boat is also a strategic mistake. We are all very much in the same boat, people, whether you want to believe it or not. Gun control has always had its original, you know, the KKK, all of these labels they're laying on us right now, who do you think started them? The KKK. Why do you think, well, let me put it this way. In South Carolina, we had a senator named Strom Thurmond who managed to live to be 100. He used to be a Dixiecrat. I'm almost certain he was a segregationist. And when the Dixiecrats fell out of power and everything else, and when everything was changing in the 60s, somewhere in there he changed himself to a Republican. Huh. Because that was what he figured was going to win. So it wasn't really so much about what he called himself. It was just about he was going to stay in power. And stay in power he did till the day he died. Till the day he died. I don't even know when, if he was still talking when he died. And those politicians of that day, that was the way they were. Like Robert Byrd, Grand Kegel of the Ku Klux Klan, Democrat. Lots of stuff out there, you know, dedicated to Robert Byrd. Do we want to pull that down? I mean, I'm good. Let's actually go after the KKK if you want to. You can do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and...
Should that be turned up a little bit?
...civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Never Trumpers. Do any of us understand what they think they're doing? Do we have any idea of what they think they're achieving? What's the end game for these preening, posturing doofuses who call themselves Republicans but can't pass a CNN camera without slamming their party's president? This is a lot of blue falconry going on in the GOP right now. And while it's pretty clear why, what's not so clear is what these fair-weather frauds believe that they're accomplishing. We know why they do it. Some of them are truly shocked and upset by Trump's rough edges. He's not your grandfather's Republican. He's more like your grandfather's buddy who got pops drunk and took him to a brothel long before he ever met grandma. Trump is rude and he's crude, and that rubs a lot of Republicans the wrong way. He has a very cheerful vulgarity and vindictiveness, which many find his most attractive qualities. I am one of them, but it offends some people because they're decent people of moral character who just can't go there. It rubs others the wrong way because they're hopeless wusses who would rather be loved by the WAPO than kick liberals in their Harry Reids. Others undermine our party's leader because Trump dropped a deuce in their profitable punch bowl. They used to have power, and now they're on the sidelines, and it gnaws at them. For a very, very long time, they had control of the Republican Party, and they could shamelessly lie to our faces at election time back home in the sticks, then return to Washington, D.C., take off their sensible shoes, slip on their Gucci loafers, and proceed to do the bidding of their donor masters. Ka-shing! Oh, yeah, we'll repeal Obamacare. Oh, yeah, we'll defend the border. Oh, yeah, we'll defund the baby butchering cartel. Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All lies. And they didn't care. They had their power and prestige and the promise of a fat paycheck down the road when they moved from Congress to K Street. Actual conservative ideology? That was for the rubes. And guess what? We're the rubes. We are the rubes. We in the base who are suffering from the establishment's incompetent mismanagement of the society had been foolish to try to micromanage in the first place. Tried to warn them. Frito-cons wouldn't listen because they're smart. Not like everyone says, like dumb. The warning was called the Tea Party. And the GOP establishment didn't like that either. Remember how all the those activated Republican voters helped recapture Congress, yet most of the establishment types looked at them like there was something nasty that was smeared on their shoes. Because, see, the base isn't supposed to be activated. It's supposed to be obedient. It's supposed to turn out on election day to do volunteer work and write checks. It's not supposed to try to have input. That's for our betters. It's not for me and you. It's not for us. Problem is, now we're awake, and we've realized that our establishment sucks, and we're tired of being the suckies. They didn't listen to us when we gave them the Tea Party, so now we gave them Trump. And now they're very, very upset with us, and that's a key reason they want to undercut Trump. Some people are always going to want to trash the guy getting the attention and wielding the influence they think rightfully belongs to them. And that's true whether there's some donkey-looking senator from Arizona or Nebraska pimping a book about his agonizing moral struggles, or some tiresome op-ed scribbler serving as the domesticated House conservative on a failing liberal rag, or the invasion-happy beneficiary of his parent success who finds he can't fill the cabins on his brochures, cruises anymore. So what's the end game? What are they thinking is going to happen? Do they think that one morning Trump is going to wake up and think, gosh, all these people telling me I'm wrong and mean and crude and tweet too darn much must be right. I'll change because I always take the advice of people who I've already broken and humiliated. That's highly unlikely because Trump doesn't respect you guys. And he doesn't respect you because he's already beaten you. And he's not a gracious winner. But to be fair, you've hardly been a gracious loser. Oh, how it must gall you to be so utterly defeated by someone you consider your moral and intellectual inferior. So if you're not going to change Trump, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to drive him out of office? Let's run down that scenario. Now we have President Pence and about 75% of your party's base infuriated at your backstabbing betrayal. That seems disastrous, even if you buy the idea that President Pence would somehow preside over a return to something like business as usual. He might, at least until the next election, and then you are all toast. Let's just say that in addition to your treachery, your past track record of total failure to achieve the conservative goals you promised won't particularly inspire Trump supporters to lend you their support now. Or maybe you think that our voters would just be so disgusted that they would let the Democrats grab a majority on Capitol Hill and the White House, too. And maybe you figure you could live with that. Maybe you think you can wait out the base's fury by crawling back into the comfortable gimp box of submissive GOP congressional opposition. Except it's not going to go that way. Through all of this Tea Partying and Trumping, we, the normal America, we got a taste for power. And we completely understand why you like it so much. We're not just going to shrug our shoulders when the guy we picked gets deposed in a coup. We're going to get mad. Really mad. And you're going to get primaried. Just ask Jeff Flake. Arizona. I don't know. I'm not going to think of him as the Republican Party anymore, the Dimwit Party. He's part of the Dimwit Party now. Have you seen his approval numbers? There are strains of the herpes virus that poll higher than Mr. Flake. So There's no going back to the old days. Bill Kristol, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Dean Heller, Jeff Flake, EIEIO, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan. There's no going back to the good old days. This is the new normal. And there are new rules. Rules that you better learn to play by. And the most important of these is take your own voter's side in a fight. And you should try it. If you didn't like the Tea Party and you hate Donald Trump, you are going to be really, really unhappy with what we, the normals, will do to you next. You can't imagine it. It's going to make your Gucci loafers look bad. You're going to be messy. You're going to be unemployed. You're not going to matter anymore. Power is going to be gone. It's just going to be bad for you all the way around. Pay attention. I'm trying to be helpful to you. You are closer to me than the left in, you know, politically and philosophically. It'd be a good idea to just close with me and get closer. Because the other way is just the end for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. How many of you watch the evening news? I would be willing to bet that those of you who do don't really recognize what you see happening, do you? You don't see the reality of a complex and dynamic nation. They seem to treat real events as little more than a Rorschach test for measuring what the political activists think is going on. Then, in a very solemn tone, the television presenters pass on the absurd interpretations that then become a national narrative. Well, at least as long as they're talking about it anyway. In TV Newsland, America is presented as a hopelessly divided nation with a bunch of hate-filled people that battle over how they can get the government to give them what they want. Extremists of all political persuasions are presented as reflecting the real views of everyday America. It's a really scary world in which every symbolic event can be used to demonstrate that most Americans are stupid, racist, socialist, or whatever other condescending view the elites wish to project. And I get that there's an audience for that sort of thing, because conflict sells, and that's true whether it's Survivor, The Bachelorette, the Kardashians, you know, national politics, it doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with entertainment executives putting on shows that draw good ratings. But let's face it, today's news is not like I Love Lucy of yesteryear, now is it? Do you know that when I Love Lucy used to come on TV in the 60s, that department stores used to close early, telephone and water use went down across the nation when Lucy played on TV? Because it was entertaining, because it was wholesome, because Lucy wasn't getting out there saying, "Y'all are racists," while she was married to Ricky Ricardo. So, sometimes, it used to be the entertainment executives, I don't know, shall we say, actually entertained us? But it's a great disservice to the nation to equate what happens on the nightly news to what's happening in America today. Because 90% of us don't watch the evening news and experience an entirely different America. It's an America where I hold the door for people. It's an America where black people say hello and talk to me in the gym. Talk to me on the street. Hispanics. We don't get out there and go, "Hey, you're black. Hey, you're Hispanic." We just, say, "Hi." Hi. Because it's America. It's where most people want to work hard, play hard, take care of their families, help their neighbors, and do what they can to make their corner of the world a little bit better. And when someone falls on hard times, others look for ways to help. And in this real version of America, there are 63 million community volunteers, 27 million entrepreneurs, tens of millions of others who serve their community in different ways. Rather than begging for a dysfunctional political system to bail them out, the vast majority of Americans recognize that these community servants are the people who can actually get things done, solving problems for us. These Americans are more pragmatic than ideological and instinctively committed to our founding ideal of freedom, equality, and self-governance, united by a belief that all of us have a right to live our lives as we see fit, so long as we don't interfere with the rights of others to do the same. And because we see it working around all of us, we celebrate the fact that we create a better world by using our freedom to work together in community. This America is not obsessed with extremists and their battles, which pretty much explains why Hillary Clinton lost, if you think about it. Hang on to that thought a minute. We're also not obsessed with the petty partisan political battles that consume official Washington. You might see that as a redundant phrase, since politics in D.C. often seems like little more than a platform for extremists to fight their battles. But by pointing out the differences between America and TV Newsland, that version of America, this is not me suggesting that the national evening news programs need to change their ways. They've found a formula that serves their niche audience, and that's what entertainment companies do. What I'm suggesting is that we need to look elsewhere if we want to understand what's going on in America today. Because it's not happening on television. It's happening out there. It's not happening on your mobile phone. It's happening in front of your face. If you're not living right now, if you're not going out and living every day, then you are slowly dying out. You're just dying out. And I refuse to be one of those. While we're talking, which we weren't actually talking about it, but while they're all talking about gun control and everything coming out of Charlottesville, maybe we need to ban trucks because, and tourist spots, we need to ban those too, because recently, like Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, West Africa, Barcelona was selected by terrorists as a target because it's a popular tourist destination. And tourists arrive in Barcelona from all over Europe, the UK, Russia, China, and the USA. But unlike Burkina Faso, Barcelona is part of Western Europe, so this incident isn't being smugly ignored by the media right now, as was the Islamist terrorist attack in Ouagadougou earlier this week. When somebody gets behind the wheel of a truck and it gets up to speed, this is the definition of a juggernaut. It is nearly impossible to stop it dead in its tracks unless it hits something. Unless it hits something immovable. They don't need explosives. They don't need gunfire. They don't need any of this. All they need is, they just need some suicidal jihadists. And right now they're flooding into Europe, all with the blessing of the cynical leftist governments. That kind of a truck attack is essentially unpreventable unless you ban all vehicles. After yet another success in this event, we're going to see more of these. We'll start seeing them here. We've already seen them here once or twice. I don't like what I'm having to consider, because one of my things on my bucket list is to go back to Bamberg, Germany. Go back to Bavaria. They've already closed the barracks that I served in. They closed that in 2014. It's being turned over to the Polizei. But I want to go back one more time. I want to go see that one more time. I want to be on Zollnerstrasse. I want to go down to Strulendorf where I lived. I want to go to Kirche Eich where I lived. I want to go back there one more time. And I may not get to. Because of the advice I'm going to give you right now. Item number one, if you can help it, don't travel offshore. especially to a popular tourist destination. Think of that as a big target with a big crosshair on it. And if it's got streets, guess what? There's your conduit. Number two, stay away from crowds. They like to drive into crowds, right? So stay out of a crowd. Number three, stay alert. If a vehicle is bearing down on you, you have a chance to get out of the way if you see it coming, because they're not going to deviate to come get you. They're going to stay in the middle of the crowd. While you're staying alert, always be prepared to move quickly. And the reason you won't go anywhere is wherever you are, you should be going armed. Because the terrorists are on a roll. They're never going to stop. This is like the Terminators. They're never going to stop. They're not going to relent. They don't display any species of mercy. Western civilization has never found a way to deal with them effectively. And we may never, ever do that. In this day and age, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, in that moment, if that attack begins, we all have one thing in common. No matter where you're living, male, female, white, black, pro-gun, anti-gun, in that moment of that kind of a terrorist attack, you and me and everybody else, we are all of us, on our own. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.